invites you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Hi and welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm Mandy Beverly and I'm here today with the lovely Nicola Hunt from Locksmart. Welcome, Nicola.
Thank you for having me.
It's really great to have a look at what you've been doing. So obviously I've done a little research on your website before we got started. And just looking at the range of what you guys offer at Locksmart is amazing, because not only do you do residential and commercial and automobiles, and marines, what else do you do? Or is that just, have I covered most of it there?
Yeah, you covered most of it. So it's anything that has a lock, so commercial buildings, new apartment buildings, new builds, current commercial properties, anything.
Anything. It's amazing, isn't it? And so you offer an emergency service as well as just the standard, you know, because, I mean, there's so many new houses being built right now, right? So you must be busy doing that.
Yeah, we do a little bit of that. So we've been lucky to do some of that. So that's always good and interesting for the guys. We have a pretty big range, so they're quite busy. And yes, it is 24 hours. So
wow,
we always have one locksmith on call and available for everyone.
Wow. And so you offer a mobile service?
Yes, it is mobile.
Yeah. So everything's mobile. So how did you get started with all of this?
Well, we got started by my husband, Jono. He's a locksmith and has been doing it 17 or so years.
Wow.
And he decided he wanted to go out on his own under his own brand. And we got the opportunity when I got made redundant from my old finance job.
Yeah.
And we did it bit by bit. And we started with one van and slowly, not really that slowly, but surely, are up to, we just bought one today, so now five.
Five vans, congratulations. So you're really growing your business on a consistent basis.
Yes, and just over a year ago we opened our shop in Greenwood's Corner in Epsom.
Yeah.
So that we can service that local area and people can come to us, and it's a nice professional front and a good place for the guys to come and get all their things instead of ruining my house.
That's the thing, isn't it? At some point you've got to move beyond your home, otherwise you just never feel like you stop working.
Yeah.
Tell me, what was it like to really commit to that first van, or even the second one? Because the first one, you're kind of not sure what you don't know, really.
Very true. Jono did some work with our website team and got an amazing website. So we quite quickly had a lot of work coming in. So we kind of had to digress and get a new van, a second one up and running. And we haven't really stopped. You don't really stop to think about things. So you just keep going. You just get another one and find staff are interesting.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Businesses would be great without all the employees, but it's a necessary thing. And I guess you need such specialised guys as well.
Yeah, we do. And they have to be professional and qualified, and because they're going into people's homes and doing really important things with safety of our customers.
Safety and security, and so you have to stay up to the minute with what's going on technology-wise, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and all our guys are very tech-savvy. I'm not, but they are, so that's good for our customers, because all the guys are really, really, really clever.
They love all that stuff.
And they love it all.
It's amazing.
And they have amazing memories for keys and codes and, it's pretty.
Because I had a look on your website and even on the automotive page, there's so many different keys and how they do that. I just really have no idea. So it's fascinating. So, well, congratulations on that extra van. That's amazing. Mm. And it's so nice to see. Do you have any advice for people that are getting started and beginning to grow their business? Do you have some advice that you would offer about that?
Getting started in business is just do it.
Yeah.
Is the biggest thing. I think you can sit and think and plan and do, I mean, be prepared, plan, and make sure you have the right people on your team. We don't do, I mean, obviously we have the locksmiths and I do everything else, and we have our shop manager who's just new with us and she's amazing. That's amazing, but you need other people. So you have to have the right team on board. So suppliers, accountants, lawyers, networking, all of the different things that make up a business, you have to make sure you know who they are before you start, so you're not doing it by yourself.
That's really good, isn't it? Actually, yep. Just get your team on board, whether it's your virtual team or your real team.
Yeah. And the best advice I ever got given was sleep on it. I was from an old manager at my old finance company, and she said, you know, you're always bullet a gate, just sleep on it.
Just take a bit of, get a bit of space, a bit of perspective, a good night's sleep, and if the idea is still percolating the next day,
yep.
You just do it.
Just do it.
Okay, cool. Just do it, guys. There we are. We've got the Nike. We've got the Nike logo in here as well, and motto. Now, what you also have a lot going on in your life as well, right?
Yes, we
so
do.
You wear quite a number of hats. Not only are you an owner of a business that's growing, but you're also a mum.
Yes.
Cool. And you also do something else as well, right?
yes. I am the regional manager for Central in Venus, which is the Women in Business Networking Group.
Yes.
And I look after 7 or 8 groups throughout Central Auckland, and we've just done Whangarei and Warkworth as well.
Wow. So it's really growing.
Yeah.
It's beginning to grow.
It's a cool area.
Yeah, and network is really important for any business, isn't it?
It is, and I think Venus and Locksmart go hand in hand, so we get a lot of business and we look after a lot of the ladies and the companies and the property managers and bits and pieces and offer them special prices to look after them because we're all on the same team.
Yeah. It's really cool. I know that a friend of mine said that you guys answered an emergency call out with a car locked and can't get in there, you've got groceries, got kids, got the whole shebang, and they were very grateful. So, and I think we don't realise that there are options out there when we get a bit stuck for things like that. So being able to call you guys, and I know you've got an 0800 number on your website as well, so we'll give all the details at the end. So if anybody wants to look you guys up, they can, because that's locksmart.co.nz. So, it's really exciting. It's very cool. And you've got a few new things in the pipeline?
Yes, we do. So I obviously bring a different element to the business where locksmiths kind of are very reactive and they wait for someone to lose their keys or get locked out or for something to break. So my long-term plan with the business is actually talk to the right people, so your property managers, your owners, homeowners, those types of people out there, and try and get them to be proactive rather than reactive. So rather than ringing us in an emergency, we want to be able to supply a proper tools for people to get security audits done or to offer a property manager to offer it to their owners as some a value add.
Yeah.
And actually teaching property managers to look after their owners' houses
in a much more
proactive
but thorough way as well, because if you are anticipating a few obstacles, then and you're prepared for them, it's not such a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also trying to train real estate agents when they're selling houses to kind of have the line of who's got your keys, because a lot of people forget when you do buy a house, you have no idea who lived there before and who's got the key or who they had flatting there or who the tenants were. So it's about putting your family and your safety first, and it's just getting your house rekeyed.
So that's where the smart comes into LockSmart.
Yeah, it does.
That's you. I love that. But that is actually so wise. And none of us really, you think, I've got the key, and you don't even think about it.
You're very excited. It's such an exciting part of anyone's life. And it's even when you're renting and you're moving into a new rental property, it's super exciting because you finally got what you're looking for and you're getting in there and there's families. But you just have to be prepared. Nobody likes to think the worst, but as long as you're covered for the worst and you get in there and think about it before they do, you're winning.
So that's the smart and lock smart, guys. I really like that. And I'm really thrilled to see that it's a growing business as well.
Yeah.
Particularly in this day and age, it's smart. And you must be, I know that you're looking at a new brand coming in that's got some amazing technology, and you probably can't talk about it right now because otherwise you'd have to shoot me. But But that must be exciting to see what's coming up next for security and locks and the future, in future-proofing a house.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about keeping up with phone technology, so you can get in with Bluetooth, remotes, fingerprint, that kind of thing. So it's pretty exciting for us, and we always have our eyes open for the new technology that makes it easier for our staff as well as our customers. So if our guys have the right tools to do their jobs, they're happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same for our customers. We want to be able to offer them a whole range, not just a silly old doorknob or a replacement with a lock. Or we want to be able to say, well, here's high end, here's middle end, and here's what you have currently.
Which is a very nice way of putting that. Yeah. You need to upgrade and get in future proof. Yeah. For yourself. That's really cool. Now, you juggle so many things. Okay, so not only are you a regional manager with Venus, and you are the smart and lock smart. Sorry, I really like that. I'm going to use that again. But you're also a mum to a little girl. How old is she?
She's nearly two. And Jono's son lives with us as well. He's 11.
So you're a stepmum as well. Fantastic. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So how do you juggle it all? Because that's quite a lot on your plate.
It's busy, but we just have great help. My mum helps. Jono's family helps. Jono's great with the kids. Everyone does their fair share. Mm-hmm. As long as you keep organised and write everything down and then remember to check what you write down, all good.
Yeah, that's good. So how do you do it? What's a great strategy that you do? Because it's always interesting to know how other people do this.
Yeah. So we don't try and do it all ourselves. We delegate. So, we just had to sit down and think about what was best for us, and that's daycares and after school cares and running around and pickups and taking, we're business owners, so we can do kind of, once everything's organized, we can take the time out and do other things with the kids. So while they're young, we just work as we need to around them because we have the freedom to do that. But also we definitely have help. My mum looks after Lily 2 days a week, so she comes into Epsom and picks her up and then drops her off in the afternoon. So delegation,
that's your tool. It's so important.
You can't do everything. When you sit and think about it and you go, right, okay, just do it, and you do everything and you grow your business and you're moving around the place, you have to have help. You can't do it all yourself or you'll go nuts.
Definitely.
Yep.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. No, I think that happens a lot. And when people get very overwhelmed and stressed, they just haven't taken the time to stop and actually go, what do I need to delegate to actually make my life easier? Because they're so busy trying to make everybody else's life easier that they end up on the losing end of that.
Totally. And I had to sit down and think about what I actually wanted to do. And what I actually wanted to do was go back to work because I love what I do. Mm. So I had to look at ways in which that it works. So it works that Lily's getting looked after, Ethan's getting looked after, everyone's getting looked after, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy at work. And, for some people, that's just the...
But that's actually really cool, just to be able to stop and go, what is it that I want? What will make me happy? And then the next question is, how can we make this work? Rather than sitting in resentment going, I really want to go to work, but I can't,
Yeah, it's a horrible word. It should be banned. Can't.
Yeah.
You can. You just have to put your mind to it and just do what you want to do. And that's the conversation that we had. And it was, okay, well, I actually want to be at work. So
what does it look like?
What does it look like? And, you get the guilt. You do. Yeah. Which, Lily's very young. So it was like, am I doing the right thing? But I'm happy. So, I was doing the right thing.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, that's your intuition talking to you and just telling you that you're on the right track.
Totally.
Yeah. So we are going to take a little break for music. And because I was laughing before, because Nicola was telling me that she doesn't get to listen to much beyond Belle or Moana. So today we've got your favourite, Ed Sheeran. So we'll be right back after this.
Thanks, Mandy.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were
someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is over.
Beautiful song. So welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm here with Nicola Hunt from Locksmart, and we've dubbed her now the smart in Locksmart. But I just really like the fact that you are very proactive at going after business, because you're not sitting there resting on your laurels. We're like, it's like, you know who your customer base is, you know what you can provide them. And so now you are, you know, you're going, right, well, who is that person that I can talk to, and what can I offer them? I mean, was that a difficult sort of way to think, or is that just the way you're naturally wired, or you just thought, this is the way we've got to make sure can keep everyone employed?
Yeah, I always say, because I came from a business finance cash flow sales position, and it was so hard to sell cash flow finance. Then I come into,
what does that mean, cash flow finance?
Oh, it was,
I've heard that term before,
like debtor finance. So you use your invoices and fund advance. Yeah, so it was super hard to sell, and I, you know, I didn't know anything about locks, but then you fake it till you make it, and I do now, so it's handy. But I figured out what way we wanted to go, and then you just ring people. You just pick up the phone. The worst they can say is no, and the best is, hey, we've never had anybody call us, which is 95% of the calls that I make to whatever way we're heading, mm-hmm. is we've never had anybody call us. That's really interesting. Come in and see us. We'll talk about it, and boom, we get work.
Fancy that. You're a human being, and we can actually talk to you rather than sit in digital Nanospace, yeah.
Absolutely. And rather than waiting for that phone to call, that's the kind of start. And I'm just always surprised how easy it is to sell locks.
Because a lot of people, they jiggle around with their keys, they put up with stuff that's not working until someone says, you can make it better, and they go, oh, easy, you know? Or, yeah, well, I mean, I just know sometimes you keep going with the same old lock when really, yeah, you should be making it much easier and better. And you guys do alarms and things like that as well, don't you?
We have, we decided to stick to what we know, which is keys and locks, but we have teams that we work with in alarms who we know are amazing at what we did. We started doing it, but you have to have the right staff on board that know what they're doing so you can... You can offer the right products. We do some basic cameras, but again, other than that, we get the right people in. And it's usually, you know, a better way to do it because we aren't always going in just to do an alarm. People want other stuff done. So we go and do that. The alarm tech does his thing. And
so you're helping each other as well and also staying in your line of genius.
And it also, you know, there's... By getting the right people in, the next time they need locks done, it's that reciprocal business back to us. Oh, hey, we did the job for Locksmart. We'll give them the work back. So it's staying in your own niche and realising what you can do and then getting more work out of it in the right way for what you actually want to be doing, because our guys don't want to be doing alarms at all.
No, so they know what they're doing. They're good at it. That's great. That's really cool. So what's coming up for Locksmart in the next little while?
It's busy.
Yeah.
Got lots. I'm going to keep more busy,
as
I always do. And we have a presentation to a property management company, and I just went in to see them about a new maintenance program, and then we got talking, so we're going to do a big presentation to their property manager team, and then she's asked us to talk at their owner's night later this year. So that's pretty cool. So it's actually turned out to be a brilliant idea, so I'll be approaching more and more property managers and to do that, so we can start teaching them to be proactive and show them what we can do rather than them going to Google and finding a locksmith each time they use one. And then, you know, we want to keep them on our team and keep helping them and, you know, get the systems right. So that's pretty exciting. And we are going through... just getting new clients on board that way by trying to be
proactive and actually thinking ahead. Yep. And also you guys are sponsoring the New Zealand Businesswoman's Conference coming up in October.
Yes, we are. It's very exciting.
Yes, it is. So. And are you sponsoring the Boost Bar?
Yes, we
Fantastic.
Are.
Fantastic.
And we'll have our stand next to it.
It's great.
Yep. That'll be...
So for any businesswoman out there, there is a New Zealand Businesswoman's Conference. It is at the end of October, and you can go to the website and have a look, and then you'll be able to meet Nicola in person as well at the Locksmart,
stand.
Yeah, the display stand. Yeah, that's fantastic.
There'll be a competition to win a bottle of bubbles, so put your business card in the bowl, and everyone likes wine. So.
Especially a lot of women there. That's cool. Yeah. So do you have a guiding principle for your life that you just kind of seems to sort of weave its way through everything you do?
Yeah, karma. It's definitely karma. So we have to do the right thing all the time. And that's just life. You have to do right by people, and it'll come back round, and make sure you do, you know, things you don't have to do. Do things nice for people and that they appreciate.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we bring to the business arm as well, is to, you know, we go above and beyond for customers and clients. And you just, when stuff goes wrong, because it does all the time, you have to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just really, that's really nice. I like that. And we know that... business is not always easy, and we have to be challenged, and there's usually a few obstacles that get placed in our way, and so we know that those are the times that we're going to expand our comfort zone. So what is something that you have found has worked for you when the proverbial hits the fan?
Yeah, so you have to live and learn, because if when something happens, if you don't learn from it and you keep doing what you're doing, even though it all turned custard, then you just have to live and learn, and when you just
So you look for the message in the moment.
Definitely. And I think, you know, I've learnt recently that you have to know why you're doing what you're doing. If you don't know that.
That's really important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in fact, probably some of the obstacles will actually sort of push you back towards why you're doing it if you're not really aware of it.
Yeah. And to be on the same page, it's always interesting in a family business, I guess, when you're working with your hubby. Lots of people ask us, oh, God, you live together and work together, how do you do it? And we do it because, you know, it's not, we don't always get on in life and you don't always get on in business. But if you know why you're doing it and you're all on the same page, and as you always say, if you talk in each other's
values,
then, you know, it makes life a lot easier and a lot less stressful.
Yes.
And you just get on and do it. And we have home life and other life.
And you also have mobile vans that they can drive off and
get someone to do an emergency call.
Off you go. Well, we could all be a bit cheeky then, couldn't we? But we won't.
Totally.
Oh, that's really cool. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because juggling family life with work life, that is really...
Yeah, and we treat our staff as our family, and that's kind of what I've learnt so far. I mean, we've been up and running just over 3 years, and from the crap that's happened in the past to the great that's happening now, the difference is, you know, we really value them and look after them and make sure they're happy, and when they're not happy, try and change things so that they are, because it's not all about us. You know, we are the business owners, I get that, but our team is the most valuable thing in the business, so they are most important and they come first.
It's really, you know, you've given out a lot of pearls of wisdom here, from, you know, just do it, to fake it till you make it, to actually pick up the telephone and talk, but then to really value the people in your organisation.
Yeah.
And because there's so many organisations out there that don't appreciate the people that work for them. And it tells, you know, because inspiration will infiltrate any organisation from the top down. And so by that, you know, what they do is inspiring not only to them but to your customers.
Yeah.
And you put a value on that. That's a little bit of magic there. It's really cool. Now, I ask some people kind of cringe when I ask this question, but I do it every time now because this is Remarkable Woman Radio, and I happen to believe that all of us are remarkable in our own unique way, and if we don't value it ourselves, then no one else will. Mm. So what makes you remarkable, Nicola?
The people around me, the people who surround me make me better. And also, you know, we're remarkable because as a company we get to rescue people and turn really bad days into good days, and that's really special to us. And if you take the time to believe in helping people. So rather than, you know, my team makes me remarkable in business. In life, I guess I was born that way.
But... We love it.
If you don't want to be shy. But in business, it is 100% it's not just me, it's the team.
That's brilliant. So where do we find you, Nicola? Where can people find you?
We're in Epsom, so we're at 561 Manukau Road in Epsom in Greenwood's Corner. We've got four, nearly five mobile vans on the road from Mercer to... Walkworth,
yeah,
up everywhere, so yes, wherever we're needed. And obviously website www.locksmart.co.nz, and our 0800 number is 0800 334 122.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. That's Nicola from locksmart.co.nz. And as we've dubbed her the smart in Locksmart, I hope Jono's not listening. And anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been brilliant.
You have been listening to Remarkable Woman Radio. You can catch us again next Tuesday at 3:15 on 104.6 FM or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/remarkablewoman. We'll see you then.